This is Morning Edition on NHPR. I'm Rick Ganley. Happy Friday. It's a weekend to geek out, in fact. MIPPO editor Amy Diaz is here to tell us how and why. Good morning, Amy.
Good morning.
Amy, I was surprised to read that this weekend is the 11th year for the Granite State Comic-Con, and like many of those Comic-Con events around the country, it's become a lot more than just a comic fest, hasn't it?
Oh, absolutely. You know, I was talking to the organizers, and they were really saying in the beginning it was very comics-focused. This is the second year where it's a two-day event, so it's kind of run all weekend, and it really does, you know, whatever you're interested in, there's some element of it represented here.
So how many people does this attract each year?
About 8,000 people to show up this year. And they actually have a really big draw that could bring even more people. Just through the way that things were scheduled, this kind of turned out to be Game of Thrones year at the Granite Con.
Really? Now, what are they doing?
So they have five actors who play characters on Game of Thrones. This is the HBO fantasy TV show. And as one of the organizers was pointing out, they're mostly still alive, which is actually saying something for Game of Thrones. It tends to kill off its main characters. So most of these actors play characters who are still living in the series.
My understanding of Game of Thrones, I don't watch the show, but my understanding is that there are so many characters anyway. There are plenty to go around.
There are a lot of characters, but these are also, you know, characters that you're going to recognize. Probably the most famous is the actor's name is Miltos Yurel-Lamau. He plays the sword fighting instructor who instructed one of the main characters. And actually, he's going to be doing that there at the Comic-Con. He is going to have two classes, one each day, where he teaches water dancing, which is what his style of sword fighting is called.
Interesting. Okay. So are there people going to be going and they're going to be dressed as their favorite characters from Game of Thrones? Does that come into play?
You know, absolutely. The organizers were saying that really over the last decade, you know, as Comic-Cons include more kinds of media, you also see more people dressing up. So people kind of dressed up as everything from comic book characters to video game characters, you know, people in shows like Game of Thrones. And that's really part of the experience of going to a comic book convention. They were saying if you really kind of want to see all of that, maybe Saturday afternoon is a good time. There's a costume contest that's going to be judged in the late afternoon. So that would be a good time to go. And, you know, you get to see all these people dressed up. There are also going to be costume groups that come to the convention. The Brethren of Pirates is going to be there. This Ghostbusters group that you see at a lot of events in the area, they'll be there. Also a Star Wars group. So, you know, especially if you've got kids maybe who are into making costumes like this or you're into making costumes like this, these are people who love to talk about this hobby that they have.
Okay, speaking of cosplay comedy, if that's your thing, there's something else that's not to miss this weekend. What is Dorks in Dungeons?
Well, so this is a group, and they're actually going to be performing. They have a show on Saturday at the comic book convention, and then they are going to go back to their theater on Sunday night for a show. We've covered this group a couple times before. The performance is kind of a blend of improv, comedy, and Dungeons and Dragons. It actually...
Try to imagine that.
Yeah. It started out as kind of a live-action Dungeons and Dragons game. They did it kind of it was an empty night in the theater. And it really morphed into a show. They do it once a month, and the Sunday is the start of their new season. And they say you don't really have to know about Dungeons and Dragons or Game of Thrones or something like that to be able to get into it. You know, dragons shoot fire, wizards do magic. You can catch on pretty quickly. You know, there's a game master. It's mostly improv. There's a game master that kind of directs each show, and there's some audience participation. And actually, this weekend, the sword fighting teacher, he's going to participate. He's going to be a guest in their shows.
Geek crossovers.
Yes.
All right. Amy Diaz is editor for The Hippo. By the way, you'll find links to those Hippo stories on Granite State Comic-Con and that Dorks and Dungeons at our site, nhpr.org. Amy, thanks so much.
Have a great weekend. Winter is coming.